It's episode 71, and we've got plugins to help with thick box content, font plugins, username changers, appointment managers, and a new way to search WordPress using HTML5. All coming up on this episode of WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome back. This is a rare episode of WordPress Plugins A to Z. This is a morning episode. We're actually in the morning here. And
indeed. Let's see if we got our good morning voices strapped on and ready to go for the show today.
Huh? Get the brains turned on and actually functioning, you know.
Yeah, well, it's a nice change to the schedule. It's good to, you know, get up and kind of dig through the repository first thing and really see what's out there. And I think we got a lot of really good ones coming up for this show here today.
We'll see what we can do. And it's been a crazy, actually, couple of weeks for me. I've been closing out projects, so I hadn't actually been doing any much research on plugins, so I had to go digging and searching to find the plugins for me to fill up for this episode. I didn't have anything ready and handy to go, but I think I brought some nice ones to the table for it.
So. Excellent, excellent, excellent. So what's going on in the world?
There's been quite a bit of news out there this week from World of WordPress, and Matt's been making the news a couple of times. Yep. It looks like there's going to be some radical simplifications and changes to the administration backend, and I guess Matt's been talking that up in the last couple of days about they want to make some changes to make the backend of WordPress more mobile friendly. And this is, it's kind of, there's an interesting article here that talks a bit about it, so you might want to check that out.
Yeah, I'm one of these guys that loves editing WordPress sites on the iPad with the WordPress app, but it only goes so far because it lets you only edit native HTML. It won't let you do a WYSIWYG type of an interface as far as dragging photos around and things like that. So I'm glad to hear that, Matt. Thanks. Yeah. Good job, buddy.
And then there's another nice article here, 10 things that you will want to know about WordPress 3.4. And there's a couple of really good points in here, and one of them I just want to make note of that I was looking at when I was reading the article on here. And get it back uploaded for me. And so what it got here is the one that I thought was interesting is you're going to be able to directly embed tweets into your posts now using the O embed code that's built into WordPress.
Excellent. And if I actually use Twitter, that would be a great thing.
Lots of people do use Twitter, though. And
yeah.
There's a new theme customizer that's coming in with WordPress 3.4. And it's going to allow people for doing color customizations and other things that weren't standard in WordPress install previous.
It's come a long way, even just this year alone, all the changes.
So 3.4 is going to have quite a bit for folks. There's also been a new marketplace, an app sort of store for WordPress launched in this last week. And it's an app you install on your WordPress, and it goes into the administration area where you can buy additional apps or themes directly from your admin area. And it launched with some of the major players out there, Woo Themes, Gravity Forms, Press 75, and several other major players launched as part of this marketplace.
And interesting.
Looks kind of interesting to deal with, and it's supposed to be a great way to buy the items you want, premium plugins and themes, so you don't have to search for them.
Yeah, well, we knew that was coming someday, so good to see it. I'll check that out myself.
And one last article. It's an article about what Friedrich Nietzsche can tell us about using WordPress plugins. It's just kind of an interesting article, and go check it out. That's where I'll leave that one.
Yeah, as long as you're not talking to a horse while you're doing it.
Well, you know, it's all good.
Yeah.
So that's all we've really got. It's been a fairly active week in WordPress, and we're getting closer. I think WordPress 3.4 will probably be dropping in about 2 weeks' time is my guess still. So let's see where it comes.
Yeah, I would say so. I've been testing the beta on one of my back-end sites, and it looks pretty cool thus far. You can tell, though, that there's probably two or three changes that they still haven't put into the beta that Matt's been talking about that I haven't exactly seen. So looking forward to seeing those come down the pipe very soon.
Which changes are that?
Some more of the interface changes. Or maybe there's something that I just haven't enabled, but it's definitely looks pretty much the same to me. There's a few additions as far as the capabilities that you can do in the dashboard, but that's about it that I've seen so far.
Well, it'll be interesting and fun.
Yep.
Anyway, what have we got plugins for this week? Let's find out.
Kick them off.
All right, so first plugin I've got this week here is called User Name Changer. This one here I discovered is actually pretty useful, and there have been times in my past where I wanted to change the username, mainly because I'd created a WordPress website with the ever infamous admin that you only had the choice of. And to change that previously, the only way to really change it was to dive into your database and go in there and hack the database and edit it there. There was no change in the back end of WordPress for it. This plugin here allows you to change the username and the friendly username right there in the back end, and it works really nice. It's actually fairly new. It's only been downloaded 121 times. It's last updated 8 days ago. You throw it in, you turn it on, you go into the user area, and you got this new selection for change username. Load that up. It gives you the options, all the options of the usernames. You choose one, say change it, change the username, hit enter, and it goes, okay, you can log back in now with your new username, and you're done.
That's nice.
Very nice, very simple. Don't know if it would be an everywhere kind of thing, but it's going to be there for when you need to get that username changed. And so it gets a nice 4Dragon rating. Very nice little plugin.
Awesome. Sounds like a little lazy plugin.
Yeah, pretty much.
Except you don't have to. You have to still fill stuff out, which makes it not lazy.
It's very lazy if you need to change your name and you don't want to go into the database. Because I've often avoided changing names simply because of the headache involved in digging through the database to change.
That's true. Well, John, I was working on a website for a client just a few days ago. And they had something that was a JavaScript embed that opened up an iframe attached to it where it would show these medical procedure videos. Cool. And the video was too big to fit in the content area in the theme that they used, just because it kind of bled underneath the sidebar. So I thought, well, let's find a different way to do this. You know, let's put it in a light box or a thick box, you know, those things that you just click and it appears, you know, before you as if you're looking at a gallery. Yeah. I found one called Thick Box Content, and it's made by a guy named Max Chirkoff, and it's fairly new. It's a year old, but it's been downloaded about 17,000 times. So it's just a really easy way to insert any type of content. You can do thick box, iframe, Ajax, any of that stuff. And the cool thing about this is once you install it, you actually then go into your editor, and there's a little icon within your editor, and you just click it, and it asks you about what do you want in the thick box? Where do you want it? How do you want it? Anything like that. And so you could do it from a link. You could do it from an image, you know, click here, or you could put a little fake video player, whatever you want to do. So it can open any other website in an iframe in there. So if there's a particular form or something like that, in my case, I just used an embedded video and it worked perfectly. My width was 40 by 600 as far as how I needed it. So it was the best way to kind of clean it off of the site, show the animations and the videos and such without having to really monkey around with the theme or, you know, reduce sizes down or things like that. It was allowing me to do it at full resolution. So this one completely did the trick for the client. They were completely over the moon, ecstatic about it. So nice. Happy client equals rating 5 out of 5.
Yeah, very nice. Well, I like that. I like that the plugin there gives it the ability to put anything in there.
Absolutely. That's yeah, it's nice. one of the coolest iframe type presentation things that I've ever seen. So good job, Max.
Very good. Very nice plugin there. Okay, so what have I got next? I have finally gotten around to doing some research on web fonts and putting web fonts into WordPress. Now, there's been numerous ways to deal with this, and I have used web fonts on client sites in the past, but I had to do it the old-fashioned way where I had to put the JavaScripts in. I had to go ahead and convert the font into a specified Java package and have it all ready to go so it can be called in and then add that call into the CSS file. You know, it was a fair amount of work, basically, to get it to work. Well, of course, as the plugin communities advanced, we knew there was going to be plugins to handle this job for you. And of course, as Google has advanced its offering of web fonts, found some nice plugins here that will allow you to use Google web fonts for dealing with these different things. So the first one I found here for you is called Web Fonts. It's 60 days recent update. It's been downloaded 10,000 times, so pretty decent plugin. I like the way it installed, and I like the way it allowed you to go choose your fonts. Basically, all you needed was the API key from Google, simple enough to get. You plug that in, and then it lets you go and choose your fonts. The only problem I ran into, and of course, I was doing this when I was a bit tired, and probably if I go back at it again, I could probably figure out how to apply the fonts more properly to the theme. And in this particular case, I was having difficulty getting the fonts to apply to the theme, and the instructions weren't entirely clear on it for me. Other than that, it was looking to be a pretty good plugin. It did get a low rating due to the simply that I couldn't complete the task with it, so it got a 2 dragon rating.
Wow, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Sounded nice.
It sounded nice, and it probably is nice, but like I said, I was pretty tired last night when I was looking at the plugin, so
yeah,
it could just be that my brain couldn't switch on to it, and I hadn't got around to looking at it again.
Hmm. Well, the next plugin that I've got here is actually something that it seems experimental in the onset, but boy, oh boy, I played around with it, and with just a short time, just had it working already, and it actually just came out today, this morning.
Wow.
It's called HTML5 Search for WordPress, and what it does is just like what Google does when you start typing something, it kind of tries to auto-complete it.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. So this gives you out-of-the-box function. It has no settings. You just install it and activate it. I just found it was a real cool auto-populate, and I'm really looking forward to see how far this goes. I can tell you that it probably is going to be something that relies on continual searches, or the one thing that I noticed that it tried to auto-complete was categories, tags, things like that. Mm-hmm. But so far, it's pretty good. You know, search for WordPress has always been kind of an Achilles heel. As far as how it displays it and you know,
even getting it to work.
Exactly. So the usability of it. So I found this one a pretty good plugin to try. It's versus standard WordPress search, it certainly couldn't hurt to try something new. And I'm all for HTML5 as far as speed and access and usability from mobile devices as well. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice, and I think I can recommend this off. I was actually asked a couple questions yesterday from folks that were having troubles getting the search function to work in their WordPress sites. So,
right.
So I think I'll tell them, give this a shot and see if it helps solve their issue.
Absolutely.
So yeah, it's word search has always been a problem. I usually end up replacing the search function with Google search on most of the WordPress sites I build.
Yeah, I've done that too, but sometimes you just want to keep it inclusive within the, you know, the theme set and the results and such. So,
well, if you got something that actually works, I would. I mean, that has been an Achilles heel for WordPress, and mm-hmm. it's been a complaint for several years is search, and they just haven't got around to dealing with the search function yet.
Yeah. And so I'm hoping that this will start a trend amongst WordPress installs as far as having HTML5 compatible search. I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a shot on a couple of sites and see how it does.
Great.
All right, last one I've got here for it is another font plugin, and this one here is called Google Fonts, and it's relatively recently updated, been downloaded 200,000 times, and pretty easy to set up. All you need to do is download it, install it, turn it on. Then you just need to go visit the Google Web Font Directory to find the fonts that you're craving. And there's a whole lot to choose from. What this plugin does for you is to provide 6 spots for you, so you can choose up to 6 different fonts to apply to your website. And then once you choose those fonts, then you can apply them to anything you want, from any of your H tags to your block quotes, your paragraphs, even lists. And so the coverage is pretty complete. You can pretty much apply it to everything in your site. And while I did find that it did properly apply the font with, you know, no effort whatsoever, which was pretty great, it did seem to have one minor issue, and that is that depending on the theme you're running, your theme would override the settings from the plugin. So your theme would keep its font settings versus the plugin trying to change them, like your H1 or H2 tags in your title. The theme would keep its setting instead of getting the Google font applied. So it's basically you have to go into the CSS and make a minor modification there, I imagine. Not something I did. I just wanted to see if it was simple enough to turn it on and go. And it was close. It was almost a complete turn it on and go. It changed everything in and throughout. I even was able to change it throughout the text just because I wanted to see how it would do. It was the biggest problem I had was with the H1 tags, and the themes I had troubles with working, getting it to work correctly, were the Genesis ones were overriding the setting on this. So
that's a bummer, because as you're describing the plugin, I'm like, I know just the site to put this on, yeah. And it's Genesis. Damn.
That was the thing. I use Genesis themes all the time, so they're always the first ones that get tested, and then when something doesn't work, I'm like, let's throw in a different theme and see if it's in the Genesis theme. Yeah. Sure enough, it was in the Genesis CSS that's overriding this plugin.
Yeah, that's why I gave up on Genesis for a year, because it was doing just that to me. Damn.
So anyway, that's not a bad. It's not a bad plugin. All in all, I thought it was pretty decent. I gave it a 3 dragon rating, and great. That's pretty much all I've got there for it.
Okay, I have a couple. I have 2 more. I've got one that we'll describe now, and then I've got a bonus lazy plugin at the end here. I have a couple of clients in the medical industry, and one of which is a dental center. And they do kind of high-end dentistry and, you know, things like that. So one of the nice things that I wanted to implement for a long time is the ability for customers to book their own appointments online. And so I ran across this plugin a couple days ago. It's called Set More Appointments, and it actually runs off of a third-party site called setmore.com. Now, it's free. You can basically just sign up, have their customers book right online. They can even go down to, like, if there's multiple doctors, they can pick which doctor or staff member or whatever, what procedure needs to be done, and the time slot that they want to use. You know, it gives them just kind of a basic outline of what's available, what blocks of time. And so, seriously, I did it, and I set up maybe like 30 appointments on here for around a week, and then installed the plugin, and then went back in and tried to set my own appointment up, and it was great because it only showed me what was available at the time, And I even tried to do a procedure within a 1.5 hour window that was, you know, a root canal that I set up to be 2 hours. And it basically said, sorry, that's not enough time for this particular procedure. Please choose A, B, and C as alternate times. So it was pretty good. But then, it relies on third party rather than native WordPress. And I hate relying on third party. I just do. Unless it's somebody like Google or Facebook or somebody that's giant and, you know, the likelihood of them actually going down is slim. But for a third-party plugin, it's not bad. So I gave this one 3 out of 5 only because of the third-party nature of it. I would love to see somebody program this so that it could literally work within native WordPress itself. I know it could be done. I've seen very similar types of things out there, but this would definitely be one that's really cool. So it got a 3 out of 5.
So got a question on you for it. Mm-hmm. As far as for the client goes, when the client, how did they get notification of the booking of the appointment, and how do they double check to see what's happening? Is there does it interface with something?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it syncs. They sync up to an appointment calendar that's much like importing it in Outlook, you know, sending a reminder or something. So it's basically like the patient or whomever fills out the particular form sends a meeting request, so to speak.
Okay.
But it does it conditionally. So you set up what particular services, how long it typically takes as far as how much time you need to book in your appointment.
Oh, okay.
So if it's a, you know, if it's a cavity filling for this dentist, it's, you know, typically 45 minutes. If it's a root canal, it's 2 hours that you need to book. So it gives them an indication as to what it is that needs to be done.
Right. Okay.
And then finally, I have something that just came out 3 days ago, but it's something that I've really been looking forward to as far as solving a problem for me. It's done by author Cohen Jacobs, and it's called Email Author on Publish. Now, I'm sure your wheels are probably spinning as far as what this thing does, but it's really simple. It just shoots you an email anytime that a pending post that you have in the queue gets published. It just reminds you, hey, that thing that you set for Thursday at 10:40 a.m. just went out.
Oh, okay.
I can't tell you how many times I've set something for future publish, and then I go back a day later, and it's like, missed schedule. Thanks. Thanks a lot. So that's just kind of one of those nice little waves, you know, WordPress waves at you and says, hey, just did my job for you.
Nice.
So there's really no settings to this at all. You just put it out there, and once you've got something published, it basically emails the author, and under the email settings that you have in there, that something just got sent.
Nice.
So, real quick, real lazy, and I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Excellent. Could be a very useful one. All right.
Definitely.
Well, that's all we've got. Not a overly lengthy show today, but that's all right. And just a couple reminders. Don't forget, folks, go see us at iTunes. Give us a rating there. Stop in at blueberry.com, give us a rating there, and stop in at voa.com too, and find us at those places.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of nice reviews on iTunes. We'd love to keep that going, whatever country that you're in, and I know that there's a lot of people listening throughout the world to this show.
Yep.
Please go to your local iTunes store, and local iTunes store, boy, that sounds funny. Is just log into iTunes wherever your country happens to be and give us some positive feedback. We would greatly appreciate it. It helps grow the show. It helps us climb in the charts and the rankings within WordPress podcasts. And it certainly leads to more and more downloads and more participation in the show. And one other thing, please go to our website, wppluginsa2z.com. And we've got something called SpeakPipe on there. If you're new to the show, we do play clips from our listeners, and there's an easy way to do it. Just click on the tab to the left. Leave us a message if you're looking for a plugin. If you want to just tell us how you like the show or dislike the show, we've played both kinds of clips here. And we don't have thin skins about the show. We love doing it and, you know, welcome feedback from everybody in the WordPress community. So please spread the word, participate in the show, and this show will be around for a long time to come.
Yep. Definitely intend to keep it going. All right, and future podcasts, well, lazy plugins, and any special requests that folks might send our way. Always looking for special requests. Makes it lots of fun that way.
Yeah, it's like a treasure hunt, a scavenger hunt, so to speak.
That it is. All right, and you can contact me on my website, johnoverall.com. You can find me on Twitter at Ankonsu, or you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com, johnoverall.com, or johnoverall.com, or email me at dragon@wppluginsaz.com.
And you can find me at my newly revamped website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is at marcuscouch, same on Facebook, /marcuscouch. And Marcus at WPPluginsAtoZ.com.
All right, and that's it. This will take us out of here.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved by JohnOverall.com. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.